50 Shades of the Axis of Evil. What does that mean? What first means, it'll get your attention. If you've heard of the 50 Shades of Grey, apparently people are drawn to that, the dark forces. Now, the 50 Shades of the Axis of Evil should even be darker, no? Well, it's actually a term in physics that showed up in a movie that I just went to called The Principle. And it's very scientific, and if you're a physicist or have had a lot of training in math and physics, I think it'll mean more to you. I am going to refer a physicist to actually go see it. But the punchline is that are we meaningless in this world? Are we just one little planet among many? The whole idea is that there is no meaning. And I would add, there is no intent in the universe, God forbid. It doesn't make sense to me, it never did. So this film actually kind of shows a lot of physicists saying that the center of something called the axis of evil, which is really not so bad, when you work it all out, it shows where's the center of everything. It turns out we're back to Copernicus, perhaps, where the Earth is in the perfect position, and it seems all of these galaxies seem to revolve about the Earth in terms of one way of looking at it. And even a separate study, not from our own viewpoint, but from a space telescope, seems to imply that. Now, I've thought about that for many years. Maybe we are the center. Ever since I developed contact with the still soft voice, the inner core, I was looking through a Rand McNally atlas. Guess where the center, they have the whole universe, they have the many countries, and guess where the center of the universe shows up? I think in Rogers Park, Chicago, Illinois, according to Rand McNally. That was many years ago. I don't know who came up with that one. But that seems to be what this movie was all about. This is not necessarily Rogers Park or Chicago, but we are perhaps the center of it all. And then that would say it's not just a random thing of many universes, multi-universes, multi-schmulti universes, and that we really are meaningless and nothing. Rather, that says we are perhaps the apple of somebody's eye or the apple of the great force. Do we call him God? Call him energy? Whatever we want to call him, I would further say that since science is now saying that before the Big Bang there was energy and there was gravity. So I think it could be more focused than that. In that energy is also meaning, and if you don't like that, intent. What about all of us? Don't we have an aim for meaning? Don't we have a lust, if you want to call it from 50 Shades of Grey, a lust for meaning, or if you want to call it 50 Shades of Gold, we have a love for meaning, either and both. Very important. And it really draws us into it all. So in our own lives, in our own consciousness, we have all of that, all of the above. Now at the end of this movie, it's a very scientific movie, a couple of times the word consciousness was mentioned. And I think the movie is all set up now for the next movie called The Still Soft Voice, which originated long ago, of course, maybe even in the Big Bang. But when I first discovered it myself, specifically, it was in the center of Chicago, in the heart of Chicago, across from what now is Millennium Park. So I can't say I discovered it necessarily in Rogers Park, but a little more Lincoln Park and the downtown park. So I'm half kidding and half serious here. If everything was meant to come to a pinpoint where the consciousness was brought out, that's the thing that will happen for the next movie, perhaps, and I will pursue that a little bit. Could that be what the whole notion of the universe is? Not just all this wonderful physical development and physicality, but an awareness within that and about that of meaning, of intent and intention, and of consciousness. I don't know if you heard that little bang, but that was a little bang in this McDonald's on Michigan Avenue.